It's Tuesday, October 25th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Yesterday, we talked about dying as gain. With that in mind, today we're going to talk about what life looks like when we see death as gain. In other words, what does it mean for us to say to live as Christ? Well, in chapter 1 of Philippians, in verse 21, Paul says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And then in verse 22 and following, Paul explains what he means by that pretty well. He says, "If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me." All right. And then he skips down a couple verses into verse 25. He says, "Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus." Now, here's what he's saying. He's saying, if I live, I'm going to labor in preaching and helping believers mature through discipleship so as to bring about joy in the lives of believers. And when believers are filled with joy in Christ, Christ is then glorified. So what does this mean for us? Well, I think there's a few things here. First of all, maturing as a Christian is not optional. And this is something we as Southern Baptists have neglected. We tend to come across, by the way we do our worship services, by the way we do evangelism, we come across that conversion is urgent, but growing as a Christian, it doesn't really matter. You don't have to be all holy as long as you're not going to hell. Another way you could say this is justification is essential. Sanctification is optional. But that's just not what the Bible teaches. It's hard to see Paul here saying that it is necessary to stay with the Philippians and labor in the Word with them if their progress in their faith is just optional. Second thing knows this. What do we see right alongside progressive maturity right here? He says that, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and what? Joy in the faith. When God commands us to do hard things or obey when it's not easy for the sake of growing as a Christian, we've got to see. It's not for our harm, but for our good. And ultimately, for our joy. And see, when our hearts are filled with joy, Christ is glorified. John Piper says it best, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. Number three, lastly, we see here in this passage, we see Paul modeling something for the Philippians and for us, and it is a picture of the service-driven life. When we live for Christ, we look for opportunities to put others first. So here's a take-home. What can we do today or this week? All right, this is the big take-home. This is a big question. This is our homework. This is our challenge. What can we do today or this week that puts others first? See, when we put others first in order to labor for their maturity, we progress in our own walk with Christ. We mature. And that progressing in maturity brings about joy in our hearts and consequently joy in the hearts of others. And when that happens, Christ is glorified. Christ is glorified. Let's get after it. Look, isn't Paul's desire our prayer? When he says that Christ be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. Oh, may that be our heart cry. May we be faithful to the end in making much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.